ministry can now go to the Leviticus room for your children message. 那些在, 儿童事工的, 现在可以到立位室那里有儿童信息。
我们一起同心祷告。 感谢天父上帝, 让我们一家人在你面前敬拜。 这时候更要听主你自己的话。 你引导我们, 你指示我们, 你光照我们, 保守我们, 奉耶稣基督的名, 阿们。 感谢天父让我们今天早上能够像一家人在主的面前来敬拜。
Praise be to God that we can worship it as a family.
这也是我们刻意安排的。
This is done intentionally.
我们一年有好几次的联合聚会。
We have a few combined services in a year.
也就是要趁着这几次的联合, 我们给大家更感受到 我们是一家人。
And in these combined services, we let you experience that indeed we are one family.
因为我们本来就是一家人。
For we are.
但是大家知道在新加坡这样一个特殊的地方,
But we know that in a unique place like Singapore,
当你不小心的时候,
If you're careless,
一家人有时候就四分五裂,
A family can be split into a few parts.
当然这个四分五裂不是指说这个家庭破裂, 是指说这个家庭里面呢, 大家呢, 就只去大家要去的, 大家只想做大家自己要做的。
It doesn't mean that this is a broken family, but rather that every member of the family just do what they wish to do.
今天我们看到我们用这么多元, 用这么不同跟综合性的方式来敬拜主。
And today we have used a very holistic manner to worship.
我们也增加了很多的这个过去, 没有的这个, 成分。
We have added many elements that were not around in the past.
如果你还记得, 这也是过去我们曾经说过我们要努力这样子的。
And if you remember that we have hoped to strive in the past to strive for all these.
你看到三个诗班, 包括儿童可以联合在一起献唱。
We see all the three choirs can be combined to sing and worship together.
那今天你看到一项最新的就是我们的乐龄的, 这个, 只有姐妹对吗? 我弟兄在底下呢一直拍掌支持。
We have a group of elderly worship leaders.
我们给他们掌声好吗? 我们也看到我们小小的虽然小, 但是这个是很好的开始, 一个这样的一个弦乐队。
When we see a very young and vibrant quad strings.
我们也有比较现代化的这个乐器的表达。
Okay, of course, we also have a very modern band presentation.
当然还有那一架很古老的钢琴。
And an old organ.
不要笑。
Okay.
我们看到新的、旧的、不同的、不同年龄的, 我们今天看到全部可以结合在一起。
We see the new and the old, the young and the elderly all can worship together.
我们要感谢小慧牧师的敬拜事工跟他们的整个团队的这个努力。
We thank the efforts of the worship ministry.
也要特别感谢我们两位的这个圣乐的这个老师, 一军老师, 还有这个佑芬老师。
And also Yi Jun and Yufen, our music directors.
你平常看不到他们整天在这里抛头露面。
You do not see them showing themselves.
这个不是我跟小辉的工作方式。
Because we do not put people in the limelight so often.
但是他们却在背后默默地做很多预备，做很多长远性的按部就班的这样的一个训练。
But they put a lot of efforts into long-term planning and putting everything together strategically.
然后我们就时不时，就好像按时候结果子，就会看到果子。
And at the right time, things will bear fruits as you will see today.
这个也是我们好多年前曾经跟弟兄姐妹分享过的，我们希望我们有一天我们的敬拜可以这样子多姿多彩。
For many years, we have shared that we want, this is our dream, and today it has come.
今天我们看到在这里我们更进一步了。
And today we see that we have progressed.
希望我们能够一直不断更进一步。
And indeed, we will continue to progress.
刚才太早让孩子离开。
Just now the children have left too early.
有一些话我们要向他说。
There are some things that we would like to share with them.
有一些事我们年长的人要坚持。
And some certain things that those who are older we must insist.
在22年前
22 years ago
就是1989年
in 1989
我毕业然后在我87年在这里就已经服侍做传道
I was serving here as a preacher in 1987
那时候新加坡的整个外在的氛围
The entire environment in Singapore
语言当然就是几乎就是英语做主导
English is the main language
因为87年之后从此再也没有华文的小学
Because from 1987 there were no more Chinese primary schools
大家认为华文应该是准备呢这个送入历史了
As if the Chinese language is a thing of the past
很多教会甚至的华文同工都认为华文工作没有前途了
Many people serving the Chinese ministry thought that the Chinese ministry is of no,
那么在教会方面灵恩运动还有这个比较现代的一些敬拜方式
And those with a modern worship style and the charismatic movement
都不断的一直冲击着说我们传统的敬拜方式死气沉沉
It's as if it's impacting our the traditional worship
我们教会也受这个很大的冲击
And the church is also impacted by this
很多人逐渐的走尤其是年轻人
Many of the younger people have left the church
我们在那种情况底下我们那时候开始了华语崇拜
And at that moment we started the Chinese ministry, worship service
也希望是用一些这个年轻的人更加容易可以感到这个配合的那种方式
And we hope that the younger generation can be more suited to a more modern worship style
我们走来是很辛苦的
We have walk a difficult path
因为一直觉得我们不需要坚持华文
Because we keep thinking that we do not need to insist on the Chinese language
既然大家现在都用英语这么方便
Because English is a convenient medium
我们本来还有福建话的
Originally we have the Hokkien dialect service
到今天我们还能够保持华语而且还可以增加英语
And now that we have continue to insist on the Chinese language and also to add on the bilingual service
我想跟年轻人再说一下
I want to share something from the heart to the young
我们比较年长的我们真的很希望能够留住你们
Those who are older wish that all of you would continue to stay in Jubilee
我们很希望让你们能够继续在这里
That you will continue to stay here
这本来就是我们的家你们的家
This is your family, this is our family
我们很愿意做更多的调整让你觉得留在这里没有那么辛苦
We have continued to adjust so that you feel comfortable here
你有没有注意到刚才我们的乐龄领师都配了一首英文歌在里面
Do you notice that even our elderly worship leaders They have an English song in the midst
我相信我们的心态是用心良苦的
And you can see that we have a labored heart
但是我们因为在这里我们本来是有可以有能力也可以呢接受更多的这个不同的
Indeed we wish that we will continue to accept new elements
所以我们不需要把我们本来有的去把它除掉
And we do not need to remove the old ones
有一件我要在这边跟年长的弟兄姐妹道歉的
And here we must apologize to the older folks
我没办法修丢这个福建话
I cannot Hokkien well.
我没有办法维持保持住福建话在这里。
I cannot keep the Hokkien language here.
这是我要向年长的弟兄姐妹道歉。
This is my apology.
我们曾经努力尝试过在五楼有过一段时间福建话的崇拜。
For a while we tried to have a Hokkien service at the fifth floor.
每次只有十多个人出席。
But only less than 20 turn up.
但是我们是因为后来人手一直维持不够，不是因为人少，我们才停止的。
But it's not because of the lack of people attending, but because of the lack of resources that we ended the service.
如果我们能够维持的话
，If we could，
今天在这里每一个人至少能够听或者能够用三种语言
，that kept the service, then we could have worship in three languages.
我们大多数的人都是从一个多元的语言的背景来的。
All of us come from a multilingual family background.
我们不是一开始我们就只会一个语言的。
We are not monolingual from the beginning.
我们不像呢从其他国家来的，通常他们只有一个语言单一的。
We are not like other foreigners who sometimes come with only one language.
在新加坡，从我们出现建国到现在
，when in the building of the nation,
我们都是 在一个多种语言环境长大的。
We have always been in a multilingual background.
但是为什么我们要把一个一个我们有的，我们把它放掉，甚至故意的我们把它除掉，然后我们只选择一种语言
？So why must we give up many other languages to choose only one？
对于这样的一种的态度跟心态，我完全不能够接受。
And this is the attitude that I cannot accept.
因为我们本来有的，为什么要把它弄掉？
Because what we have, why do we have to remove it?
这个不是累赘，这个不是咒诅，这个不是一个重担。
This is not a burden. This is not a curse.
语言永远是我们的祝福，永远是我们更丰富的。
Language is always a blessing and something that enrich us.
我希望年轻的你们能够改变这种想法。
And therefore, for the younger generation, I hope that you can change from this mindset if you have.
你愿意去多接受一个语言。
That you continue to embrace more languages.
直到你。你本来只有一条马路，现在你有两条马路。
So that you have more ways than one.
为什么不好？
Isn't it great?
所以让我们来努力。
So let us strive and for this.
使到我们这里更加的这个精彩。
So that we can indeed be more enriched.
因为这本来就是在我们当中的。
Because this is indeed amongst us.
其实如果有机会的话。
If given the opportunity.
其实如果弟兄姐妹的参与投入更多的话。
And if you were more enthusiastic in participation,
我们还可以重新再开始我们的福建话事工。
We can still restart our Hokkien service.
在我们的乐林的拜山，至少有两组是，有一组是用福建话的。
In our Wednesday elderly fellowship, we have one group that shares in Hokkien.
上帝会让事工开展的。
And indeed, our ministry will continue to flourish.
因为上帝本来就是一个多元跟建立跟使更多能够发展的上帝。
Because God is one that is holistic and likes many elements.
也是今天我们所要学的经文。
And this is the passage that we will be sharing from today.
让我们一起看诗篇一百二十七篇。
Let's read from Psalms 127.
诗篇一百二十七篇
，Psalms 127。
我们一起来念，不论是用英语或者是用华语。
Whether in English or Chinese, let us all read together.
我们一起来。若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇。是劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所敬爱，必叫他安然睡觉。儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。这里我们一开始就看到，这位上帝是建立家的上帝。
And here we see the Lord is the one who builds the house，
建造这个房屋，看守这个房屋。
And he's the one who builds and guards the house。
我们拜神，我们一般上都是想要其他的事情。
When we worship a deity, we often ask for many things.
但是在我们所敬拜的耶和华上帝
，But the Lord that we worship.
如果你从整本圣经从头读到尾
，From the beginning to the end of the Bible,
他是一个建立家的上帝。
We see that he's the one who builds homes.
保罗在以弗所书说，他现在更把我们本来不同的建成上帝家里的人。
And in Ephesians, Paul says that God has built all of us from different elements into one home.
他不但建立我们每个人的家
，not only building each of our individual homes，
他也把我们全部把他带到他自己的家，神的家。
But we were all brought together into one house.
而他是我们的天父
，and He is our Father.
所以这个建立家的这样一个上帝
，and So the Lord is the one who builds the house.
是我们的上帝。
He is our Lord.
他是天天帮助我们建立家的上帝。
And every day he builds our house.
他更是天天不断的在建立家的上帝。
And he do this every day.
我们今天在这个早报的头条看到一个好消息。
in the headline of the 早报 today.
李总理在这个 APEC 的那个对话会中说，在接下来十年，我们这个区域呢应该还不错。
The Prime Minister say that the environment in our region will be quite good.
我们过去这几个星期一直被这个欧洲的那个经济危机困扰。
We have been troubled by the crisis in Europe.
也被中东一直不断的这个变化的这个事情呢，也感到担心。
And also the change of events in the Middle East.
我们更看到这个泰国的这个水灾，我们也感到痛心。
And also the flood in Thailand, we are troubled by it.
那今天头条有好像有一个好新消息。
So, but today there is a good news from the headlines.
我们希望是如此。
And we indeed we hope that this is so.
但是我们也不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
今天上帝再一次提醒我们。
For the Lord reminds us.
他一定在我们当中跟我们一起建立我们的家。
That indeed he's the one who is with us and building our home.
建立国家。
Building our nation.
建立上帝的家。
Building the house of the Lord.
这在整本圣经里面是上帝一直不断向我们表明跟证明的。
And this is continuously being proclaimed throughout the Bible.
那我们也每个人都很劳碌的在建立我们的家。
And let us persevere in building our own homes.
尤其是在新加坡。
Especially in Singapore.
我们每一个人都很辛苦，我们都很累。
And we are often very tired from working.
我们每个人都在很努力的。在为我们的家来努力。
We are working hard for our homes.
这里面这段祷告里面也提到。
And it's written in this prayer.
那么这里我请大家要注意第二节的这一句话。
Let us look at verse 2.
你们清早起来，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep.
我们要想想那个睡觉的事情。
Let us think about this sleeping.
今天我们劳碌，我们忙碌。
Today we toil the entire day.
很多人睡不够。
Many of us do not sleep enough.
很多人是不要睡。
Some do not want to sleep.
青年人有的睡不要睡。
The young can sleep but do not sleep.
年长的中年人要睡没办法睡，因为工作做不完。
For the elderly, they want to sleep, but they cannot because there's too much work to do.
那么至于其他的原因的，可能因为身体或者什么不能睡的今天不在我们这边的处理。
For those who wants to sleep, but because of health reason cannot, this is not our concern today in the passage.
经文特别要提醒我们这一些劳碌，那么该睡。又不能睡，或者是觉得不要睡这么多。
The passage main concern is for those who cannot sleep because of toiling.
让我们问问我们自己，为什么我们不能睡，我们不够睡。
Let's ask ourselves how come we do not have enough sleep.
那么你说生活的这个重担。
You say, oh, it's because of the burdens in life.
那我们再问，为什么我们有这么大的生活的重担
？So why do we have such huge burdens in life?
是什么原因
？What is the reason？
我想我们今天不是只是为了三餐。
I believe that we do not worry about food today。
今天很多人的问题已经不再只是维持三餐。
It's more than just for meals.
可能我们的劳碌是为了其他的原因。
We toil for many other reasons。
但是我们想到上帝也建立家。
But we see that God builds the house。
这里面这个祷告的人说，上帝使到他所爱的人安然睡觉。
He says that he gives to his beloved sleep.
好像有一些人只能够从早忙到晚。
Some people have to toil day and night.
而甚至从早忙到晚，然后随随便便的吃了一点。
And they'll just eat.
然后也不要再休息，希望可以再忙多一点。
And they'll just eat quickly so that they can continue to toil and work.
可能这些人认为只有自己一直这样不断的劳碌，才能够担保自己的家的那一个生计。
And they thought that only by toiling in this manner can they protect the security of their family.
这里诗人提醒我们说，神是在其中帮助，也跟我们一起的。
Here the psalmist reminds us that it is God who is with us and building the house.
但是他没有提说神是怎么样帮助我们。
But he doesn't say that how exactly does the Lord do this.
很多弟兄姐妹跟我反映。
Many members tell me,
牧师你讲到很不错。
He says, Pastor, you preach a good sermon.
你要注意听啊。不过。
But.
没有什么实际的作用。
No practical applications.
就是你讲而已啦。
It's just talk.
那么我这个人是这样。
This is my style.
除非经文有给我提供实际的。
Unless there's exact practical applications from the passage.
不然我不提的。
I will not specifically mention.
因为我提的只不过是我的。
Because this application is only from me myself.
不一定适合你的。
It might not be applicable to you.
那么为什么经文可以不提实际的，就单单提那个原则跟提那个想法呢？
So how come the passage does not mention applications but merely principles?
也就是说，上帝是认为那个想法跟那个原则还是可以帮你的。
So that means that God believes that it's the principles that can help you.
不然神也不会就是这样讲也停在这边。
Otherwise, it will not. The revelation will not end only.
那由我们这些讲道的人在画蛇添柱，替上帝补上那一个所谓实际的。
And only for the preacher to add in applications.
那搞不好补不好的话，以后给上帝说你画这么多做什么？
But if the application doesn't fit, then God will say, "Oh, why your applications so much?"
这里呢，就是要提醒这个劳碌的人。
Here is to remind those who are toiling.
你要有一个想法。
You need to have a concept.
这个想法很重要。
This concept is very important.
不要以为只有你自己的忙碌跟你自己在建立家。
Do not think that only by your own toiling you are building the house.
而以为上帝在这样的事情上是没有关系的。
As if God has nothing to do with this.
他一开始就说耶和华建造房屋的。
But because it says at from the beginning that it's the Lord that builds the house.
其实从创世第一章我们就看到耶和华建造整个宇宙。
From the Genesis, we see that God is God's the one who builds the entire universe.
诗篇第八篇，箴言书第八章也是用建造的方式来描绘神这个创造这个宇宙。
In Proverbs chapter 8 is described similarly.
然后在以色列人2000年的历史当中，不断的说上帝建造耶路撒冷，上帝建造子民，上帝建造大卫家。
In the entire 2,000 years of Israelite history, it says God builds the house, God builds the people, God builds the kingdom.
让我们今天打从心底里面相信这样的一件事情。
And therefore, let us truly believe in this.
让我们的想法里面让这样的事情真的灌进我们的思想的。
And let this concept be inside us.
虽然没有说是怎么样。
So, although it doesn't say how exactly is it achieved,
具体的方案是什么？
What exactly are the strategic plans?
但是这里神跟我们说，他在。
God says that he is there.
让我们的心放在这样的一个事情上。
And therefore, let our heart be reminded of this.
也让我们的心整个就向着这样的一个事情呢，注意在这样一个事情上。
And let us be focused on this.
也许我们把这样的这个事情呢，不放在心上。
Sometimes we do not remember this important truth.
昨天晚上我们吃饭的时候，
Yesterday while I was eating,
老婆女儿，
with the daughters and wife,
我们在讲一些话，
we were talking,
然后突然间有一个人讲一些话，其他人听了很不舒服。
Somebody said something that made others uncomfortable.
这样我就说不用紧，你就这样，就这样就好。
He says never mind. One side listen, the other side come out.
我老婆更绝。
My wife said this.
她说这样，这样。
It goes in and over, then goes out.
根本不用进去。
Doesn't need to go through the brain.
我想我们对上帝的话常常也是这样，然后绕过就出去了。
I believe many of God's words come in and doesn't go through the head and goes out.
因为我们都很忙碌。
Because we are busy.
我们从止和止停下来，稍微超过30秒，然后真的去想上帝的话。
How many of us have contemplated on God's word?
而今天还有一个更大的一个咒诅，对不起，我用这么强烈的话。
A bigger curse today.
就是我们手上的那一架机器。
That's the machine we hold on our hands.
一直占据我们所有的这个时间。
That's consumed all our time.
我们从来没有 故意的停下，留一个空间，留一个时间。
You do not have some time.
真的是好好听上帝的话。
To listen to God's word.
也没有让他的话这个掺到我们的进来的里面。
And we doesn't let the word permeate us.
当耶和华做这个建造房屋这样的事情。
The truth that God builds the house.
真正是听进去跟听进我们的脑，不但是理解，还进入心，还占据整个人的时候。
And not only that we understand it, but also overwhelm us.
我想，我们有一种很不一样的安全感跟安定感。
I believe that it will build a different form of security for us.
我们不是在一种忙乱跟一种恐慌里面去忙碌。
We do not toil in anxiety.
我们的忙碌是因为事情多要做完，所以我们忙。
We toil because there are many work to be finished.
但是我们有一种另外一种忙。
But there's another form of toiling.
就是我们总觉得我们不够，我们不安全，我们不踏实，然后呢，要一直忙，一直忙，要觉得这样呢才是稳妥。
And that form of toiling is that we do not think that we will never think that we have enough, and we must toil in order to feel even more secure.
这样我们一定睡不着觉。
And if you toil in that manner, you will never have sleep.
我们也不想睡觉。
You do not want to sleep.
我们说怎么可以睡觉
？We say how can we sleep?
怎么可以休息
？How can we rest?
如果没有再拼命做下去
，If you do not continue to toil,
那个将来那个前途没有保障
，The future is not secured.
我想我们是还会是忙碌的。
And we will continue to toil in that way.
但是我们要选择是怎么样的一种忙法
？But if we toil, how should we toil?
可以是在一种非常焦虑的，在一种没有安全感的，在一种很不稳妥的，一直在那里忙。
In one way, it could be full of anxiety and feeling very unsecured.
也可以是一种呢，我们安稳的在忙。
But it could be in another way where we toil but in security.
同时。当我们知道上帝也跟我们一起在建造的时候
，and at the same time when we know that the Lord builds the house with us，
我们还要问一个问题
，we must ask，
上帝希望上帝会建造怎么样的家
？What kind of house is the Lord building？
我们在建一个怎么样的家
？And therefore what are we building？
当我们想到上帝也在建跟我们一起建造家的时候
，and when we think that the Lord is building the house with us，
也许有时候我们应该会停下来问问。
Therefore, we will ask:
我们建的家的那个目标跟方向跟上帝的一样吗
？The objectives of our house building is it the same as the Lord's?
我们是跟着外面的潮流走呢，还是我们跟着上帝建家怎么样的家而走
？Are we building according to the fashion and the fads, or are we building according to God's will?
我想在这里也可以产生很大的不同。
And this will make a very big difference.
也可能很多我们选择不再忙了。
And therefore, we will sometimes say that, "Oh, I will toil more."
因为上帝所建的家肯定跟我们所要建的家不一定是相同的。
Because what we are trying to toil for might not be the same as God's will.
他所看重的，他所衡量的那个所谓成功的家的标准，肯定跟外面不一样的。
God's priorities of a successful house is very different from what others might say about a successful house.
第三、第四、第五节里面。
Therefore, that is in verse 3-5.
今天我们不会认为生儿养女是家里面很重要的事情。
We might not think that children is a very integral part of the family.
可能我们认为孩子是一个很大的重担。
We might think that children is a burden to us.
这边他说孩子是上帝所赐的产业。
Here he says that children is a heritage from the Lord.
更是以后将来的那一个很大的帮助。
And it's a great help for the future.
我想我们重新要问家应该是什么
Therefore we must ask again what exactly is a family
家里面应该有的是什么
What belongs to a family
什么可以不需要有什么可以好好呢去珍惜
What is not necessary what must be cherished
当然如果我们不能够有孩子的话
Of course if you can't have children
那么也不要太过度的这个失望
，Do not be overly disappointed，
顺其自然就好。
We'll follow nature，
这个是我的观点。
This is my point of view，
不要去做太多人工的东西。
Do not use too much artificial means，
为什么要去弄你把你的身体弄到这样子呢
？Why must you
顺其自然就好
？Do this to your body，
我再说是我的意见。
This is purely the pastor's opinion。
今天破纪录给你一些个人看法。
This is a very unique point of view。
一定要去领养吗？
Do you have to adopt?
不一定
Not necessarily
这有很多的因素要考虑的。
There are many elements to consider.
不要说为了孩子有孩子的孩子。
So do not have children for the sake of having children.
这里不是说每一个人都要生孩子。
This doesn't mean that everybody must have a children.
他是说如果有孩子的话。
But he says if you do have
children. 要知道这个是耶和华所赐的产业。
You must understand that this is a heritage from the Lord.
这里不是说命令你全部一定要有孩子。
This is not a command to have children.
他是要我们有一个正确对孩子的一个很不一样的一个态度。
Is for you to have a healthy understanding of what is children.
但是我们不能够很自然的有我们自己的孩子。
But you, if you cannot have a children through natural means,
我们就很平心静气的呢来对待这样的一个事情。
Let us accept this.
不要成为另外一个焦虑，成为一个不能够睡觉的事。
Don't let children become a source of anxiety.
而是那一些能够很自然的，能够有这样的一个事情的。
But for those that can have children through natural means,
是今天有些人选择不要有孩子。
There are some who say that I do not want to have children.
不需要。
It doesn't have to be this way.
就像一些今天选择我只要会英语，我不需要有其他语言，不需要。
Just like say, I only speak in English, not in Chinese. It doesn't have to be so.
我们能够有，为什么不要有
？If you can have, why not?
这个是神所赐给我们。
This is a blessing from the Lord.
是家里面一个非常珍贵的一个事情。
It's a precious part of the family.
所以我们就要问说，什么是家
？Therefore, we ask, what is a house?
神的看到的家是什么
？What is the family in God's eyes？
我想神看到的家是平安，是喜乐，是尊重，是彼此接纳。
I think what God sees in the house is love, is acceptance, is mutual respect.
以弗所书第五章二十一节到六章。
This can be found. All this can be found in Ephesians.
这是样的一种每一种的关系是一种和谐的。
And therefore, the relationship is very harmonious.
丈夫爱妻子
The husband loves the wife.
会尊重妻子
Respects the wife.
因为爱一定包括尊重
Because love includes respect.
不会因为妻子要顺服丈夫，所以可以不尊重妻子的意见，只呢你听我就好。这个不是圣经要讲的，这个是错误的解经。
It cannot be that because the wife must submit to the husband, therefore the husband do not respect the wife. This will be a very wrong way of interpretation.
因为丈夫爱妻子就包括尊重，甚至是为妻子舍命。
Because the husband loves the wife, it will include respect, even sacrificing for the wife.
孩子跟父母亲是一个和谐的这个关系。
And the children and the parents also have a harmonious relationship.
所以关系的和谐，互相的尊重是上帝要建立的家。
And therefore, a family in harmony and mutual respect is what God wants.
然后我们问我们自己。
So we ask ourselves.
我们在建立我们的家的时候。
As you are building your house,
我们有没有伤害到这些关系
？Have you hurt all these relationships?
可能我们以为我们为这个家做出很多的事。
Maybe you think that you're doing a lot for your family.
但是我们一直在家里面伤害关系。
But we continue to hurt these relationships.
我们使到家里面的这些关系受到很多的这一个矛盾。
And we see make many conflicts in our family.
可能我们事业成就了。
Maybe you have success in your work.
可能我们物质我们比更多了。
You have more in terms of materials.
但是这个不和谐的家、不平静的家、不平安的家。
But this becomes a non-harmonious a family that is not in peace.
这没有笑声的家。
A family without joy.
这肯定不是上帝在建的家。
This is not definitely not the house that the Lord wants to build.
一个和谐的关系。
A harmonious relationship.
一个家里面常常有孩子的笑声的家。
A house that's full of the laughter of children.
肯定是我们很想回去的家。
This is a house that we want to go back.
也肯定是我们在这里面我们很享受的家。
And this is a house that we can enjoy.
也肯定是睡得着觉的家。
A place that we can sleep and rest.
愿上帝帮助我们跟我们建立这样的家。
May the Lord help us and build such a house for us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们这时候每一个人的心在主的面前。我们每次从神的话里面看到一个非常理想的这个图画，这个是上帝给我们的鼓励，这不是一个压力，这个不是一个要求，这是上帝的爱跟应许，是说他一直 帮助我们往这样的理想。所以让我们这时候我们以感谢的心来感谢他，对我们抱着这样的一个心，是他要在我们身上成就。我们也知道我们每一个人家都有一本难念的经，我们有我们自己家里面许许多多甚至不能够跟人家说的一些的困难，让我们这时候我们再一次跟上帝说，也让我们不要让它成为我们心里面的苦毒埋怨。当然我们在这当中我们受尽许多的委屈，也让我们这时候知道神会知道，神会听到，也神一定听我们的呼求跟祷告，让我们不要失望，不要放弃，让我们这时候从心底里面深处向主呼求，主啊，你帮我，你救我，你帮助我克服，帮助我胜过我家的难处。主一定听这样的祈求跟祷告，也让我们为着这个大家庭来向主感谢，也让我们向主祈求我们这个大家庭可以让到更多的这个家庭在这里被接纳，被建立，被扶持，也求主让我们这个大家庭，我们能够在这里以这个大家庭我们去扶持，我们去服侍，我们去爱，我们去感谢，我们珍惜这一切，让我们同心在主的面前为着这一切仰望主，因为他是一个一定建立家跟看守城池的。阿爸天父，我们在你的面前，我们知道我们不会徒劳无功，也但求你让我们的心这时候先回到你的面前。如果我们心中充满着只有自己的理想、自己的愿望、自己的目标、自己的成就，主啊，让我们这时候停下来想想你，想想你要怎么样建立我们的家，想想你要赐给我们一个怎么样的家，让我们与你配合，也知道你一直努力在我们当中要给我们一个和谐，一个互相尊重，一个关爱，一个有孝心的这个家。我们知道你一定，因为你是我们每一个人的家的主，你的灵都在我们的家中，愿你成就这样的一个美事，让我们在家里天天晚上都能睡觉，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。